A Damsel in Distress by P.G. Wodehouse, read by Jonathan Cecil. Chapter 1. Inasmuch as the scene of this story is that historic pile Belfer Castle in the county of Hampshire, it would be an agreeable task to open it with a leisurely description of the place, followed by some notes on the history of the Earls of Marshmoreton, who have owned it since the 15th century. Unfortunately, in these days of rush and hurry, a novelist works at a disadvantage. He must leap into the middle of his tale with as little delay as he would employ in boarding a moving tramcar. He must get off the mark with the smooth swiftness of a jackrabbit surprised while lunching. Otherwise, people throw him aside and go out to picture palaces. I may briefly remark that the present Lord Marshmoreton is a widower of some 48 years, that he has 2 children, a son, Percy Wilbraham Marsh, Lord Belfer, who is on the brink of his 21st birthday, and a daughter, Lady Patricia Maud Marsh, who is just 20, that the chatelaine of the castle is Lady Caroline Byng, Lord Marshmoreton's sister, who married the very wealthy colliery owner Clifford Byng a few years before his death, which unkind people say she hastened, and that she has a stepson, Reginald. Give me time to mention these few facts, and I am done. On the glorious past of the Marshmoretons I will not even touch. Luckily, the loss to literature is not irreparable. Lord Marshmoreton himself is engaged upon a history of the family, which will doubtless be on every bookshelf as soon as his lordship gets it finished. And as for the castle and its surroundings, including the model dairy and the amber drawing-room, you may see them for yourself any Thursday, when Belfer is thrown open to the public on payment of a fee of 1 shilling a head. The money is collected by Keggs, the butler, and goes...